Lobster hand reassignment. Anus splicing. Just two of the newest fads in body modification. But at what cost? You don't want to miss Sprint Logan's shocking report. Plus, will it rain this weekend? Tune in for Blaine Freedom's Magic Screen 5-day forecast. Plus, Captain Dazzle on sports and the evil Blood Jackal with this week's movie roundup. Join us tonight on Adventure News Legion 6 after a brand new episode of Dignity or Dollars.
Cut. That was good. We got it.
Mark, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure thing, Dynamo.
You said you were going to give me the body manipulation story, and I just feel like you don't...
Listen, I told you there are enough stories to go around for all of us. I just felt that Sprint would probably do a better job.
Oh, you always pick Sprint. Okay?
Can I say something?
Always. Just admit it. You like him better than you like me.
Can I just say
always
something? Let me talk. You are the anchor man of the news. You are the head guy. What more do you want?
You always do this. You always do. I'm going to the Legion Hall of Truth. Don't follow me, or I'll fry your ass so fast.
Dynamo.
God, I hate
Dynamo,
you.
Don't do this.
I quit. Find yourself another stupid anchorman.
Don't you do this!
I'm the Blood Jackal. Here are some of the stories we're working on for tonight's Adventure News Legion 6. In our top story,
I will take over the world. Look deep into my eyes. Feel the hypnotic pulses.
Cut, no. Blood Jackal. No, cut. You can't say that, Blood Jackal, no.
I am your ruler. Kill the weak.
No, you can't say that either. Stick to the script.
Tomorrow morning, on the Adventure News Legion 6 Breakfast Gang, the price of gas is out of control. We'll tell you where the cheapest spots in the city are. Plus, Chef Slim Trim will stop by and share a few low-fat, low-calorie recipes.
Then, I will unleash my army of genetically mutated killer rats and destroy the world!
That was a good one. Right, guys?
I'm a sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. I'm a Lows.
Eat that boom boom!
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea Market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're gonna rape you. We're gonna take
care of you. Oh, God.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Wednesday edition of DV. I've got a great program for you, lots of stupid audio. The first thing I wanted to talk about real quick, I was watching some porn. I don't understand how guys can want their women to have nice, pink, tight twats that really strangle and milk the cock. But then when they're watching porn, they're obsessed with, you know, gaping holes. You can't have it both ways. You know, if a bitch has a gaping loose hole, it's not going to have the same grip as a tight virgin twat will. I mean, it's just common sense. It's science. It's medical science. But here is a clip. Here's an example of a loose, gaping twat. Okay, first of all, she was fucking herself with, I don't know, a 40-inch dildo or something. And when I say 40-inch, I mean 40-inch wide. You know what it looks like? She's kind of holding her pussy open, and it's very round and black and wide. It's like the circumference of a soup can, pretty much. That's how big her nasty hole is right now. I mean, any dick would be swimming in that thing. Even black guys would be like, I can't feel a fucking thing. And then you have this problem. You know, with the cunt being all loosey-goosey, it's gonna let more air in, and that equals more pussy farting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My.
Yes, good golly, Miss Molly, that's a cunt. So we're gonna get back into more pussy audio here in just a second. Welcome to Distorted View, by the way. This is how we roll. But before we do that, Brandon has sent in a new clip. I hope you all remember who Brandon is. I'm sure you remember his mother, who's a psychiatrist, yet she herself is fucking certifiably insane. Like, she's a very angry woman. She probably shouldn't have had a child, but I think she had two. Here she is flipping out about wet towels.
Soaking wet, sitting on top of the washer.
I didn't do that. I've been washing clothes in days.
Was it me?
Who flooded the fucking bathroom?
Someone clogged the toilet.
I didn't do it.
So there's like, I think...
No.
Wet towels. So somebody was in our house today. Washing my towels or flooding the bathroom? Which is it?
Wasn't me.
This is such pure bullshit. Who's gonna tell the truth here?
Wasn't me.
Nobody's towels to solve the bathroom.
So that must be Brandon's sister, right? And so the mother's trying to figure out who lied and who flooded the fucking bathroom.
This is such pure bullshit.
It is.
Who's gonna tell the truth here?
Wasn't me.
Nobody's towels to solve the bathroom. How else do you clean a flooded bathroom?
How would I flood up the bathroom?
It wasn't
the
me.
Toilet.
No, it wasn't me.
I don't even poop up here. I've been downstairs.
That's her defense. I don't even poop up here, Mom. I used the shitter downstairs, so it couldn't have been me. Mom. Duh. All right, so I have a feeling Brandon did whatever his mom is accusing them of. Just a gut feeling. He didn't say anything in his email, but come on. All right, someone did it. Someone flooded the fucking bathroom. Who was it? All right.
Somebody's lying.
I haven't flooded the toilet.
I have not washed any towels, so I'm not going to smell them to figure out if they're clean or somebody flooded the bathroom.
What does it matter? Just wash them, get it over.
Because if the towels smell like shit, it means someone flooded the fucking bathroom. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a patient coming in. I got to get back to the office. All right, where are we at here?
So I'm not going to smell them to figure out if they're clean or somebody flooded the bathroom.
What does it matter? Just wash them. Get it over with.
Because you're a fucking liar and I get sick of it.
You're going to have to wash it anyway.
When do you tell the truth?
I love she's calling her kids fucking liars. Both of them.
Because you're a fucking liar and I get sick of it.
You're going to have to wash it anyway.
When do you tell the truth? When you flood that fucking bathroom, say something!
I want that on a plaque.
When you flood that fucking bathroom, say something!
Yes.
God damn it, when I try to sell this house, if they have to tear up the floor in that thing, it will cost me thousands of dollars.
Right?
And you can't sell a house that the floor is ruined.
Yes.
You can't sell the house!
Still wasn't me.
God. Liars.
You all are a bunch of fucking liars.
When you flood that fucking bathroom, say something!
Alright, there you go. Thank you very much, Brandon. Keep them coming. I love this shit so much. I would almost say just provoke her. Just so we can get some good audio. Moving on, I've got some more vagina audio like I promised. We've played the dickhole guy before, and that is where a gentleman by the name of Scott Taylor stuck his finger in his urethra. Well, this is the female equivalent, kind of. A woman is getting plowed in the cunt, kind of. Well, more specifically, she's getting plowed in her urethra.
Fuck that pee hole.
Yes, her pee hole, as the director says.
Fuck that pee hole.
You want to come in her?
Yes.
Come in her pee hole.
She's going to have some sort of bladder infection after that. I can't imagine she's going to escape unscathed.
Bury that pee hole right up, right up in her bladder. Come on.
Yeah. Come in her pee hole. I don't want to ruin the surprise for you, but he does just that.
You don't like pee hole. Fill it up,
What a whore.
I gotta see him coming out.
The director wants to see some cum dribbling out of her ass when he pulls out of her urethra.
Ready? Change hands or something.
Okay. Ready?
Dude's hand is getting tired because one of the helpers is using his finger to hold open her hole. To get the shot. One thing I do hate in these films is when the leading lady actually believes that she's an actress and she's going to ad-lib some lines.
Ooh, open her wide.
Yeah. There she blows.
Oh, it's nice to have friends like you.
Oh, shut up! The only reason you're there is because you have a cunt. Not a very attractive one at that.
Did that feel as good?
I mean, not only is her pussy wrecked, but now her bladder is wrecked as well.
Did that feel as good to you as it did to me? I can't even talk.
Oh, it's because you're drugged up. You'd have to be to have someone fuck your fucking pee hole. Christ. Enough of that. Nauseating. Finally, before we get into the news, our friends at everythingisterrible.com uncovered something truly douche chill worthy. There was a band in the 90s called DC Talk. I know of this band because my best friend growing up was a girl, and she was a Christian, and she loved DC Talk, so I'm familiar with their work. Apparently they produced some VHS tape in the 90s, and you get an idea of what DC Talk was all about.
DC Talk is rap, rock, and soul.
Now, yeah, they're a rap group, and you know you're in trouble when the rap group consists of three people and only one of them is black.
Come and explain.
You never want to have the majority of the members of your rap group to be white. You could maybe get away with one guy.
Gospel in the 90s.
Oh, yes, my brother.
Yo, we got a sticker on our tape. Explicit Christian lyrics. Because that's the way we're coming.
You know
strong.
It.
Strong.
Oh, the way they talked, Christ. Yo, our album's got a very explicit Christian lyric label on it. Because the beats we laying down are explicitly Christian. Some bullshit like that. Good God.
Our tape. Explicit Christian lyrics, because that's the way we're coming.
Yeah,
you know it. Strong.
It's extreme.
I love rap music.
That's some of the extreme explicit lyrics he's talking about.
I love rap music.
Oh, no. By the way, DC Talk won like 4 Grammys, believe it or not. They've got like the highest selling Christian album of all time. This is what they were people were buying.
This brother right here, the brother to my left, sitting in the middle here, is smooth. He's vanilla, but he's definitely smooth.
Well, I got the vanilla on the outside, but God has blessed me with that chocolate down deep in my soul.
Oh my God.
I mean,
I'm sitting here with my mouth wide open. I have nothing to add to this.
Blunt rap ain't a black or white thing.
No.
It's a thing. It's an urban thing.
Well, I'm a Christian, and you know that's true.
Man, I grew up in the suburbs, but I had to take the metro downtown D.C. to buy my first rap record.
See your boy Tate.
79, I heard it on the radio. Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight.
If we've been to your city, we've probably been to your mall.
That's all we do is go to malls, man.
Smoking like a bunch of suburban white kids.
Black moms, they give the best hugs, man.
That's true.
You like soul? Grow an afro.
Poland. I was the only black person in Poland. I'm serious. Kids were looking at me, man. They were like, what is that?
What is that?
What is that?
They were freaking out.
I'm not going to play the whole thing. You can check it out for yourself. I'll put a link on my on the show notes and Twitter sheet and all that sort of stuff. My Twitter sheet. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yes, freaks, this is very important. If you are not yet a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com is the address. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. We've done over 1,300 shows at this point. Plus, every week we do extended shows, like yesterday's program. Tomorrow's show will be exclusive just for Sideshow members. So if you wanna hear it, you got to sign up right now, SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. Look, I don't know why I'm so hell-bent on killing old people myself with my mandatory euthanasia campaign. Because they find ways to do it on their own, apparently. The story comes from Philadelphia. You know, they're feeble. A 93-year-old Philadelphia woman was rushed to the hospital after she reportedly fell into her toilet and became trapped. That type of shit only happens to the elderly. Toilets. the silent killer. The victim was taken from a residence at the Tioga Presbyterian Apartments near 15th and Trogus Street and transported to Temple University Hospital at about 11:30 a.m. Tuesday morning. According to medics, crews removed the woman from her home and toilet, apparently, and she still had a piece of the toilet attached to her, though. The woman is reportedly in stable condition. God damn it! It is believed she was trapped for at least 2 days, possibly even three. I would have gave it a few more days before trying to rescue her. Officials said the elderly woman missed a scheduled phone check-in with the Philadelphia Corporation for Aging. Another group meddling in my work here. They go against everything I stand for. Very upset. Yes, every bathroom at the independent living facility. You know, if you have to call something an independent living facility, is it really that independent? You know what I mean? Every bathroom is equipped with an emergency pull cord, but a building official says the 93-year-old never pulled the cord because she's stupid and old. I mean, when a fucking pull cord baffles you, when that technology is too much for you to understand, it's time to hang it up. Time to shut your eyes for that final sleep. All right, second story we have for you today. Police in Pakistan have arrested two men for allegedly digging up a newly buried corpse and eating it with curry. It's in the news story. The two brothers are said to have cut the legs from the body of a 24-year-old woman and cooked the flesh in a steel pot. Some of the gruesome dish had already been eaten when police raided the brothers' home in a remote part of Punjab province. A senior police officer, Malik Abdul Rahman or something, said that the brothers had been eating corpses for at least a year. They were a real nuisance. Everyone around here knew them. The local crazy brothers. But some local media reports allege that they had been human flesh eaters for a decade. Raymond, or whatever the fuck his name is, R-E-H-M-A-N, I guess that's Raymond.
Go on, you wish on Jeopardy.
No, not that Raymond.
Go on, you wish on Jeopardy.
Okay, thank you, Raymond. Oh, by the way, Raymond 14 has a new word he's been using called Zoff, I think.
Zoff.
Yes.
Now, continuation.
He's trying to explain to us now what Zoff means.
Oh, good.
But he's not getting it out.
Here's what Zoff is.
Yes, what is Zoff? That's what we want to know.
I want a protopod.
Protopod
is magic. He's like Houdini. The best Houdini there ever was.
So we learned what protopod was. It's like Houdini. It's the best Houdini ever. But we still don't know what Zoff is. It's one more thing I have to ask Raymond 14 about when I interview him tomorrow at 9 o'clock, apparently. I still wouldn't hold my breath on that one, though. All right, back to the story here. We're talking about Pakistani cannibals. Raymond said that the brothers, Muhammad Arif and Farman Ali, 37, seem to have taken up cannibalism as an act of revenge after their mother died and their wives left them. It became an addiction for them, Raymond claimed. It's kind of like a milkshake, he added. They boiled the flesh first, then cooked it in a curry. The investigation that led to their arrest was launched after the family of a 24-year-old cancer victim, Syara Parveen, visited her tomb on Sunday, a day after her funeral, to find the grave dug up and her body missing. A police probe led to the brothers' house, where they found the remains of Parveen's body in one room, along with shovels, knives, and other equipment. Incriminating. Previous victims include the body of a 4-year-old girl, also taken from a local graveyard. One problem for police and prosecutors is that cannibalism is so unusual that there's no specific punishment under Pakistani law. It's a cannibalistic free-for-all over there! The brothers will be charged with digging up and desecrating a grave, which carries a punishment of only 6 months. So there you go. And finally, today, first came Botox, then came Blood Tox. There's a new kind of cosmetic procedure available, and it doesn't require injecting any acids, fats, or toxins into the body. The main ingredient in this wrinkle-removing procedure is a patient's own blood. The technology is called self fill or something. And it involves injecting a mixture of blood products into the affected areas. It's also called the vampire facelift, although calling it a facelift is not quite accurate. Cell fill is not a non-surgical procedure akin to filler injections, while a facelift is the surgical repositioning of facial tissues that have become loose over time. Dr. Andre Berger of the Rejuvalife Vitality Institute in Beverly Hills said, "The procedure is becoming very popular. I think this whole recent theme in the entertainment industry of using vampire, Dracula themes has definitely caused a lot of interest out there," Berger said. "But today's bloodthirsty pop culture is just a part of self-fills allure. Some of the more well-known cosmetic fillers, Juvederm, Restylane, and Perlane or something, are artificial. There are also collagen fillers and fillers that use parts of a person's own body, such as fat fillers. What's nice about self-fill is you're only using that person's blood," said Dr. Susan Stevens-Tan, a cosmetic and laser surgeon and cosmetic laser MD in New Jersey. Self-fill is prepared by drawing a patient's blood, separating the platelets from the red blood cells, blending the platelets with a fibrin mixture, and then injecting it into the area a patient wants to augment. You overfill the area by 20% so that a person sees an approximation of the final results, but it's slightly bigger than it will actually be," said Tan. "In about a day, the excess is gone, and several weeks later, the fibrin matrix builds up, yielding the final result. Self-fill patient Lynn Piper is pleased with her results. I think the trick is to stay on top of it and tune up a little at a time," she said. Self-fill lasts about 15 months. It also causes almost no bruising because it's a thin, watery liquid, and there's no allergy testing since it's a person's own blood. So there you go, a Botox alternative for you. It's a very polite procedure. All right, that, my friends, is your story news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. All right, freaks, speak to me loud and clear, please.
Hey, this is Sideshow member Bunny.
Hi, Bunny.
I have an interesting art history kind of story for you that I learned.
I'll be the judge of that. Go on.
Artist Vito Acconci, I suck at names like you. V-I-T-O-A-C-C-O-N-C-I.
Akanaka.
In the 70s, did an art piece where he laid beneath the floorboards of a gallery, masturbating for 8 hours. He gooned for 8 hours and said his sexual fantasy.
He's a gooning forefather.
To all the people passing by in a loudspeaker.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was amazing learning in school about a gooner. All right.
I hope you're in college. You didn't live. You're not in high school, are you? Talking about chronic masturbators.
Hey, Tim, this is Houston from New York. Listening to the March 16th show.
Yes.
And
that was Comedy
my
Gold.
God, that fucking intro that you had on there with the retard singing that song, holy fuck. It really made me want to kill myself for even listening to it. But, of course, that's probably your point. You want to see how
many. What song was that? Was it the I Had the Time of My Life song?
Good stuff over your show.
Probably.
So keep up the good work.
I don't know why I ask you guys questions. I assume you're going to be able to respond to me.
Hey, Tim. Freakalicious here. A couple of quick things. One, that Colonel Sanders audio you played was totally featured in a Mr. Bungle song, and they mixed it in with a guy taking a shit. It was pretty funny. Hmm. Other thing, the window liquor.
Not familiar with Mr. Bungle.
Full of crap. You know, I've been listening to you since you were in that rat trap apartment with the mold growing up the wall, and you're taking us for cash to pay off your car and get out, and you've only gotten up since then. So, anyway, keep up the good work. Ignore
shit.
That guy. He's full of shit. Later.
I remember that apartment. I had pictures of the mold. I'll have to try to find the pictures of the black mold growing in my bathroom.
Hey, Tim. Such member Kenny here.
Hi, Kenny.
Yeah, I was just wondering, whatever happened to the social reject Jason from the Jason Show? I was just listening to some old podcasts.
Well, you've probably heard an update by now because he called in a few days ago on the voicemail. He's doing a show on YouTube now. As a matter of fact, he just emailed me asking to do some, like, asking for a partnership where I plug his show, and then in return on his program, he'd plug me. But I don't want that. I can't be talking. Look, I plug enough shit on my program. Enough of my stuff. You know what I mean? Like, the sideshow. They got Adam and Eve. You know, merchandise. My Twitter sheet. All that sort of stuff. I can't be bogged down with any more
episode
crap.
Where he was thanking you.
But I told you all to check it out at, I believe it's the Jason Show Rocks on YouTube or something like that.
The freaks for voting.
You keep
for
up to date with him.
Like number two on podcast outfit or whatever the hell. I don't know. But like,
oh yeah,
you were mad because he cheated. I mean, rightly so. But that just kind of made me wonder if you've ever heard anything.
Yeah, he pops up occasionally. What'll happen is he'll get mad again and then start shit, and then he'll go away and then come back. I mean, it's the same stuff over
there. Tim, the mini guinea from Pennsylvania.
He might be taking a new approach, though. He's being nice to me.
Tim.
I appreciate that, and I plugged him. I plugged his damn show.
Tim.
And I did it again today.
Mini guinea from Pennsylvania.
You're from me.
Hey, on your test of patience, I make it just about as far as when you say, distorted views.
Can't take any more.
That's it. I'm
You're
out.
A pussy, not a real freak.
Hey, Timmy Boo, this is Rose Colon calling in. I just, you know,
Rose
Colon.
I like that name.
I just, you know, I was listening to the 316 March 16th podcast, and some asshole, some douchebag called in talking about how he doesn't like Sextastic Tuesday. Get a new joke. Come on, man. I mean, I'm pretty sure the first episode I ever listened to was the Tuesday.
And really, driving jokes into the ground until they're not funny is what Distorted View is all about.
Shit changed my life. So, you know, if you don't like it, fucking fast forward. But,
yes.
You know, don't quit the old shit.
And you should sign up for the sideshow, because if you don't like the sex story, Tuesdays are usually extended, and you'll get like 15 minutes of additional non-sextastic material.
Hey, Tim, it's Matt.
It's an economics thing.
Landon, you're in Florida, our most fucked up state.
By the way, I do have to mention, a lot of people are getting their tax refunds and stuff. If you want to sign up for a lifetime membership, those are available now, too. Just go to superfreaksadger.com.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Another plug.
And I'm wondering what your opinion is on, I know you don't like fat people to begin with.
Look, I don't like fat people. I'm not... super skinny myself, and at one point I was fat. I was like 240 pounds.
Like exercising, actually trying to be healthy and actually lose some weight.
Wait a second, what was that? How do I feel about what?
But what do you think of fat people you actually see out? Like exercising, actually trying to be healthy and actually...
I'll laugh at them, yes, because it's funny to see extremely fat people trying to be active. However...
some weight.
You
still have harsh feelings toward them?
I think that what they're doing is good. They're trying to help themselves, so I definitely appreciate that. And eventually, they'll be thin enough where when I look at them working out, I won't laugh at them. And that's really the goal.
Hey, boo, spiral ham fucker. Hey, someone over at G4 must listen to the fucking sideshow, man. I find it a little ironic that a lot of the jokes I hear on G4, I heard on Distorted View first just weeks before. Adam's a faggot and Morgan's a whore.
Summed up nicely. My real problem is with Blair Herder, though. I don't know how you guys feel about him, but he's so annoying.
Hey, Jimmy Boo, Sideshow Freak, Groom of the Stool calling in. I'm calling to let you know that I am no longer shitting blood. The hemorrhoid has rectified itself. So that's great news.
So, like, when you were shitting blood, was it drippy? Was it like a... How was it coming out? Was there a lot of blood? Was it just a few drops?
Hey,
was it just showing up on your toilet paper?
Hey, Tim, it is Phil Distressed here. You read a story on March 18th about two guys who were pretending to be vampires, and the Homer guy was sucking off of the blood of this other guy and the roommate.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I know that guy.
What?
Yeah, I don't know him personally anymore. In fact, he's just a total douchebag, and he gives off way too much, you know, information, because this is how he described himself to me. Oh, well, I have multiple personalities, I have bipolar disorder, and I love blood play. I don't really feel sexually attracted to anybody. Don't worry, it's not gay if I, like, in the middle of the night...
Is his name Spider?
...cuddle with you. Yeah. Didn't need to know that, because I didn't stay with him in any possible way. And I wasn't going to stay with him. So, yeah. And that other guy, his roommate, I'm pretty sure he's just this dodgeball-playing asshole who, like...
What do you have against dodgeball players?
I unfriended him on Facebook, and he blocked me.
Right.
And it was just...
What are you, trolling hilarious. For dick? Come on.
So, Tim, I spent the last couple...
There are apps for that. It's called Grindr.
Couple of nights, actually, trying to call you on your Distorted Three line.
I've kind of given up on that because everyone hated the segment. No one liked the idea of having a live call-in portion.
Hey, boo, spiral, fucker.
Again?
And two things.
the triple bacon burger at Burger King. Shut it down. Fucking, when are they gonna make an animated movie for like adults, right? Like Ice Age meets Fritz the Cat.
So you want like a porn, like adult movie? Because there are adult, like I would say some anime have definitely adult themes. I'm all into anime now. I hate that I just mentioned that I uttered the word anime. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. When I record the show, I end up hating myself even more than I normally do. Yes, I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD-IT-OH-GOD.
When you flood the fucking bathroom, say something!
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. If you guys are sideshow members, tomorrow I've got an exclusive show for you. Otherwise, I will be back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye-bye! Do-loo, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-